Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now I wonder what it means for you when I mention the Christian hope of a new creation. We tend to have a fuzzy idea of what we are headed towards as the actual final place where our bodies will be raised up. Now many have a kind of semi-Gnostic view of salvation, whereby Gnosticism is that heresy that sees creation as evil and that salvation is seen as non-bodily, that is, the perception that it's just humanity's soul that is saved. Now the true Christian hope about eternal life is expressed in three realities: the immortality of the soul, the resurrection of the body, and the restoration of all creation. As Isaiah says in today's first reading, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth." This fallen world will pass away not because creation is evil, for God said in the beginning that creation is good. Creation is good, but fallen. So, have you ever pondered on the reality that the entire universe, not just ourselves, will be renewed and perfected? As the Catechism says, the universe itself will be perfectly re-established in Christ. In this universe, God will have his dwelling among men. Now, have you ever pondered that? Isaiah talks about it, the book of Revelation talks about it, and even Jesus especially talks about it when he talks about the kingdom of God in its fullness. Now, we always talk about the redemption of man in that God will bring about true peace and unity in himself. But there is also the redemption of the cosmos, that even the visible material universe is itself destined to be transformed, that the universe itself will share their glorification in the risen Jesus Christ. And that is why we can join St. Paul, who says in the letter to the Romans chapter 8, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. In hope, the creation itself will be set free from the bondage of decay. For in this hope, we were saved." Let us pray. O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design, and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.